Welcome back into Right Side Radio. Normally, Phil Williams here is the voice that you're hearing. Today, this is Ray Melick. I am editor-in-chief of 1819 News. Spent a long time with media in this state, both newspapers, radio, and TV. A lot of time on WJOX with Herb Winches, and I did sports talk in the afternoon for a long time. So this is kind of interesting to be back behind a microphone, although normally it was Herb driving and not me. But I'm also with Brian Dawson, who's the CEO of 1819 News. Brian, it's always good to have you in here, and we can talk. Instead of talking about what we're going to do next, you and I have a chance to talk about what we're working on and what we have done so far.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's a good time.
One of the great things that we've got coming up this year, I say great, it's a political year, elections. Senate, obviously, with Richard Shelby stepping down. It's kind of it's interesting to think of Tommy Tuberville, who will soon be the senior senator from Alabama. And I think Tommy has really grown into this job in a way that people didn't expect, and I think he's done better than a lot of people thought. I'm not surprised. I've known Tommy since he was an assistant coach at the University of Miami back in the early 1990s. He is a bright guy and a hard worker. We'll get to that one in a minute. The more interesting race, I kind of touched on this earlier, is the governor's race.
Yeah.
KIV consistently polling as one of the most popular governors in the country, and yet we've got a large number of people who feel like she's not doing a good job that want to unseat her. Thursday night last week, you were there. We co-hosted a governor debate forum. I believe we had all the Democratic candidates and almost all the Republican candidates there at the Hoover Library. You were there. I mean, give me a sense of what you heard and what you saw there.
Yeah, most notoriety of the person that wasn't there would, or I guess most notable person that wasn't there would be Kay Ivey. We had 11 people there. Yeah. It was a big deal. I mean, it was really, really well done. The amount of effort that went into it from local Alabama Eagle Forum, Thatcher Coalition, they really put the thing together, and then we covered it and had, you know, cameras and stuff there. It was just top notch. It was really incredible. And you know, Kay Ivey wasn't there. I had to giggle though, because the ladies had an empty seat with her name tag out in front of it, because everybody had their name tag, you know, and then there was just an empty seat with Kay Ivey's name tag. So just to draw attention to the fact that, you know, she doesn't show up to these things, and the people that kind of defend her are like, oh, well, you know, she only stands to lose if she shows up to these type of events. It's like, yeah, okay, well, maybe she does, maybe she doesn't, but if she's the leader of the state, and she has five, you know, six people, just Republicans alone, challenging her, and she has this great record. Certainly, she could just go out there and mop the floor with these people, and it would be over and it would be done with. But she doesn't, and you know, so that was kind of one thing that was on the forefront of everyone's mind, is the governor was missing from this, you know. And again, this wasn't like some cut rate 2-bit.
Well, the fact you had everybody, I mean, Tim James, Lou Burdette, Dean Odle,
Linda Blanchard. Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas. I mean, everybody running. And then that
and all the Democrats.
Yeah, all the Democrats were there as well.
Yeah. So,
so it wasn't a cut rate put together in a hurry that, no, you know, at a forum that they sent representatives. We had the actual candidates were there.
And all their staffs were there, right? I mean, it was a big deal. And so, you know, her vacancy was felt. So I guess as I kind of cover it, I think that was the biggest thing to take note of, is she wasn't there, and everyone noticed she wasn't there, and no one, I guess, really expected her to be there, but it's still worth noting. But, you know, to do a brief synopsis of the forum, you know, it was one, like I said, it was very well put together, but it was Jerry Springer at some moments, or like, you know, WWE at some moments, and at other times you really just had tremendous hope for the state of Alabama. You know, it was very clear and very evident that there's lots of political and public policy problems in the state. A lot of the people that were running had a good handle on them. Some of them didn't. But overall, the conversation was good, and the things that were said needed to be said. And one of the things that I found most interesting, I guess in one of those moments that gave me hope, was all the Democrats and all the Republicans, they had very similar answers when it came to a lot of the social issues that you would think, okay, you know, because as we focus on Fox News and we hear Democrat and we associate Democrat with radical leftist AOC, Nancy Pelosi. Well, this is Alabama. And at the end of the day, even people that are Democrats here are still church going, God fearing, hardworking, you know, people that may have been indoctrinated by some of these ideas, but at their core, they know what they stand for. And so they did a lightning round where it was yes or no only, right? It was yes or no only. And you had a little chalkboard, like a dry erase board. It was like 2 foot by 2 foot. And you had to write either yes or no. And so they would go through a question, everybody put their answer, and they put it up over their heads. And the first one that was asked was, you know, should prayer be allowed back in school? And all 11 people put yes and put it up there. And that was one of those moments where you really realize that, you know, Democrat or Republican, we all know what the problem is. Where it's really originating and stemming from is that, you know, we've turned our backs on God. So I thought that was really interesting. Of the Democrats, the person who had to me the best handle on the issues, who gave the best answers, was Chad Chig Martin. Sharp guy. I think he's a little bit more of a centrist, and I think he jumped in the Democrat pool. I don't know all the story behind that, but I don't know how much of a Democrat, or, you know, he's definitely not like a leftist or a, you know, like that, but he had some really good answers. He's country as a turnip green. You know, he's got his big cowboy hat on. This man's, you know, every bit of like 7 foot tall, 350 pounds he looked like, but he did a really good job. And as it pertained to the Republicans at the forum, the standout, just that kind of stood head and shoulders above everybody, was Dean Odle and Tim James. And so Dean Odle takes a ton of flack for his flat earth stuff, right? And that, you know, unfortunately for him and his campaign, that kind of was where the branding came in, was, you know, his creation narrative and his stance there. And two things I'll say to that, and is that, you know, one, him being a governor, you know, the curvature of the earth probably has very little to do with how he would govern, but it still does make you wonder, like, okay, well, if he believes this about this, what about that? And I get that. But the other thing that I do think is attractive is when those things were challenged and it was brought to him, he didn't like guffaw and like back off of it. He stood his ground. You know,
he's actually written a book that, and cites, rightly or wrongly, a lot of what he believes is scientific evidence to back up his point of view. So he is committed to that belief.
Yeah. And, you know, in these days in politics, if you have a view that's, you know, not widely accepted and someone challenges it, they back off of it and be like, well, what I really meant was that the earth isn't as round as we thought it was or something. You know what I mean? And he didn't do that. Right. And so I think that was admirable. But either way, he had a tremendous handle on the issues. He did really, really well. And I think it was surprising because, you know, he's so far down in the polls and everything like that. He's a great communicator. And then Tim James, obviously, and I think it's expected of Tim James at this point, but at least he definitely lived up to expectations. You have, you know, this is his third time running for governor. His father was a governor, and he brought it just like you would hope and expect him to, and he did. He did a very, very good job, and you could tell, you know, the crowd, he really engaged the crowd, and I think a lot of the feedback on social media was supportive of a lot of the things he was saying. So, but that's not to say that like Lou Burdett and Linda Blanchard and Dave Thomas didn't do well. Also, I've seen Lou in other settings where he's performed better. Maybe that just wasn't his night. Sometimes that happens. You know, Linda did well, and Dave Thomas was really impressive too, because I think he's in the same way that Dean Odle has been written off as the flat earther. You know, Dave Thomas has been written off as like this pothead mayor from Springville, right? Because of his pro marijuana stance. But again, I mean, this dude was sharp as a tack, man. And he knew what was going on and he carried himself well. And then you remembered, oh yeah, he is actually a mayor and he really is smart. But the way it got branded was he was just like this pothead that fell backwards into being a mayor.
Refugee from a Grateful Dead concert that somehow ended up running for governor of Alabama. Yeah. And actually has been a state legislature and again, the mayor of Springville. Entertaining.
Yeah.
I think he's a river guide or something, sort of by trade. I maybe shouldn't say that because I don't know. And I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying I think he is kind of that outdoorsy kind of guy.
Yeah.
And that's all right. Let me say, too, that we live streamed it on our 1819 News Facebook page.
Correct.
That video is still there. You can go to 1819 News on Facebook. You have to scroll pretty far down to get to that date. It was last Thursday, but you can still watch that video. It'll actually pop up crooked to start with, but if you stay with it, it straightens out and goes right. And I believe there will be a video actually put together of this that will be released maybe by one of the other sponsoring organizations.
Yeah, no, we'll have a full production coming together, and that's us. 1819 News is putting that together. And so Like you said, we did a Facebook Live that was, you know, essentially, you know, done from way in the back. It didn't have the full production pieces, switching from camera to camera, zooming in on people's faces. It didn't have any of that. It was just very much, you know, a camera that was running that was hooked up to the microphones and you could hear it. So, the production that we'll be putting together of that forum should be out in the next couple of days, and just keep your eyes peeled on our social media newsletter and website, 1819news.com, 1819 on Facebook, and then the newsletter. If you're not subscribed to the newsletter, now's the time. Go to 1819news.com. And click sign up. If you're on your phone, it's the little top menu at the top right of the screen. Click on that, click sign up, put in your email address, and you'll be getting our daily newsletter in your inbox every single morning that helps us get to you and you get to us without any algorithms and interference filters, from social media.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note, too, that we did have the Democratic candidates there. We're a conservative state. We know that. I mean, the Republicans, any race, it's going to be 60, 65, 70% Republican. We saw that in the last governor's election. For all the money that Walt Maddox spent, I think Walt was a very good candidate from the Democratic side. He's been very successful as the mayor of Tuscaloosa. Spent a lot of money, had a lot of backing. It was still 60-40. He could have not spent a dime and probably would have done the same thing. Nevertheless, I think it's important that the Democratic candidates got their message out, had that opportunity, were given that opportunity. And so for people that would say that, hey, it was just strictly about a Republican thing, no, it was both sides presented equally. And you learned a lot about, as you said, Chig Martin is somebody that you may not have known much about. I don't know much about, but it was a great opportunity for people to learn. If they're not happy with the current slate, if they want to go the other direction, those are the guys you've got to vote for.
Yeah. No, and it was, and again, just blown away by, you know, some of the answers and the similarities in the answers. And another one of those lightning round questions was, do you support race-based curriculum? Essentially, do you support critical race theory in schools? It was no across the board. Only one person out of all 11 up there. There was one Democrat who is an educator who put yes, but then the rest was no. No, yeah. We do not want critical race theory. No, we are not about race-based curriculum in our schools. And I mean, that's, I mean, for five Democrats to say no to that, it's like, where is this pressure coming from?
Yeah, and I do think, as you said, and we're not endorsing or advocating any candidate at all. I think we just want to put the information out there for people to get. But again, and Tim James, we discussed this, is his dad won as a Democrat and then won as a Republican because, as he said, the Democratic Party moved away from his values and forced a lot of traditional Democrats from Alabama to move into the Republican Party. So you do see people with similar values, but there are differences, and there's clear differences in a number of areas that will come up. We'll come back after the segment, talk a few minutes about the Senate race. This is Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, Right Side Radio. I am Ray Mellick of 1819 News, Brian Dawson, also with 1819 News, filling in for Phil Williams, who will be back in this chair tomorrow and guiding you home as he always does in the late afternoon. Stick around. We're going to talk about the Senate race when we get back right after this. Welcome back in to Right Side Radio. Phil Williams normally here. This is Ray Mellick along with Brian Dawson on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. The number here is 866-494-9866 if you want to join the conversation. We were just talking about the governor's race, the debate that 1819 Eagle Forum and the Thatcher Coalition among, was that it? Was there somebody else?
Local Eagle Forum, Thatcher, and 1819.
Sponsored in Hoover, where we had all the candidates for governor, except for the sitting governor, Kay Ivey. Great strategy that worked for her against Walt Maddox. She never debated there either.
And also against all the primaries people that were challenging her last time. She didn't debate either.
So you get that. I want to take the short segment here. We've got a race for Senate. You've got Mo Brooks, Katie Britt, Mike Durant are the three main candidates for that Republican side. And it's been interesting because we hear a lot about Joe Biden. We hear a lot about Donald Trump, who Donald Trump loves or doesn't love, or who supported him or who didn't really. I don't hear a lot of just pure policy from any of the three about the state of Alabama and the people they want to represent. It seems like it's all hot button dog whistle issues for these guys.
Yeah, it's a lot of red meat. It is a lot of Joe Biden. It is a lot of Donald Trump. And I will say this, though, like United States Senate is the one office where you can do that and it not just be a complete deflection, because I mean that is what they're dealing with is federal politics, and then obviously if you're running for United States Congress as well. But you know, I think the challenge is when you have all these people like Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth and Governor Ivey, like every one of their commercials, every Facebook post is talking about Joe Biden this and Trump that, and I love Trump and I hate Biden just like you, you know. And it's like, okay, but what about what's going on in Alabama? And I would say I'd like to see more, you know, a perfect example is of this is Mo Brooks, Coleman, Alabama, or no, not, it wasn't in Coleman. They did the Trump rally in Coleman. This was actually in D.C. at the again, scare quotes, insurrection, you know, fake insurrection. When he was there and he, you know, stood beside Donald Trump, and which way do you spin that? You know, I was there standing up for the people of Alabama because the people of Alabama want free and fair elections and there was chicanery. And so I was standing for the people of Alabama. Or were you standing with Donald Trump? And he always goes to Donald Trump, right? And so I think that's just kind of indicative of what a lot of this has been, is it's not a lot about the people of Alabama. And again, not just to sit here and, you know, slam Mo over the head over and over and over again. I like Mo, solid conservative guy. And, you know, is he just plain right? Well, we'll leave that up to you guys to decide. But his campaign strategy, you know, baffles me with, you know, over and over and over. Did you know I got endorsed by Trump? Trump endorsed. MAGA Mo. MAGA MAGA Mo. Mo Mo Mo. Trump Trump. MAGA MAGA. And it's just like, oh my gosh, I can't take it anymore. But, you know, but apparently the people that he pays to consult or whatever, maybe they're saying that that's what the strategy is. I don't know. It drives me crazy. I've always, anytime, you know, anybody listens to me, I always recommend, like, why doesn't he take a camera? And because if you ever go to these events, the people that go and support Mo are the most incredible, salt of the earth, God-fearing, Bible-believing, hardworking Alabamians that you think of when you think about what makes Alabama hum. These are the people that are at Mo's events. Why don't you take a camera to those events and show those people and talk to those people and say, why are you voting for Mo Brooks, right? But instead it's like, Trump likes me. Trump thinks I'm the best. I stand with Trump, 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 Trump. And it's like, come on, man.
Well, and Mo's got the policy. The only one of the three candidates actually can say, this is what I've done in the House, like it or not. Katie Britt, of course, got the BCA. She was former chief of staff to Richard Shelby. Very young, very articulate, very likable person. And then Mike Duran is kind of the outsider that popped in here, the war hero, certainly from Somalia, and it's a compelling story. And I've said this before, and we're up against a break. I really think all three of them are going to vote the way we want them to, the way that Alabama wants them to. So that's not going to be the issue. One of them's not going to get up there and go nuts. But the question is, who's going to best represent the people of Alabama and fight for the people of Alabama in the Senate to carry forth the values that we believe are important here in this state? And that's what we'll decide, and we'll see where that all goes in the primary. A lot of money coming up that will be spent on that election as we go forward. This is Right Side Radio with Ray Mellick, Brian Dawson on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. We'll be back after this top of the hour break. We're going to break off. Might talk a little of my old profession, sports, when we get back. A lot of stuff going on. And so stick around. We'll talk some sports after this.